Welcome everyone to Christ's Blessing here on this lovely fifth day of May. And it's Cinco de Mayo in Mexico. It's their Liberation Day. It's their version of the 4th of July. And we have a lot of Hispanics here that celebrate that day. So the stores are full of celebration goodies, and there's a celebration spirit down here. And that's always so nice, you know, just nice to be part of it. Whatever people are celebrating, it just makes everything feel more alive. And that's sort of the theme for today. We're going to be having our first lesson in our webinar called Alive. It was requested for me to do this by Yeshua 2 weeks before I knew what it would be. And then as I lived through the next 2 weeks, I realized what it had to be, because that was the only thing on my mind. And as I spoke with people and shared life with people, I came to realize that was pretty much the only thing on the minds of anybody, whether it was living through a predicament or just having more time to enjoy life. It still was all about life. And we bring our attention on that, and then we say, well, what is it? How do I do it? Do I eat more vitamins? Do I pray more? Do I laugh more, play with the kids more, play with the dog? Oh, well, it could be all of the above, but the most important part of it is really accepting yourself and your gift of life that was breathed into you to be a unique and special child of God. Yeshua called our Creator Father for a very good reason. Actually, I think there were about three really good reasons. One is because it's actually true. That's the best reason of all, is that He really created a species of life that was taken from His own soul and spirit, that He personally breathed life into each one as an individual. But it's also, He also used that term because in so many religions, God had been positioned either as an inaccessible entity that may or may not be personable at all, or a very demanding sort of tyrant controlling figure that gave out love sparingly and punishment amply. And Yeshua wanted to turn around our association with our Father. And it's really amazing how much a father can love and yet be allowing us to just live our own life and be as He is in His own life. I think this may be partly why Yeshua would not have chosen the metaphor mother, because females, especially mothering females, don't like to be disconnected. Mothering and smothering do not rhyme for an accidental reason. That's not to say that all mothers do, but we express our love generally as a form of connection. And somehow we just feel as if disconnection is not love. But fathers can manage that a little easier. They know when it's time for their kid to fly, when it's time for their son to get wheels under his own car and drive. Fathers just know that. They know how to promote that and prompt it. So mothers would never want you to leave home. I mean, that's just part of the difference. And yes, there's love both ways. But I think that the choice of Father was to soften our relationship to God, make God personable, someone we really connect with, and that connection to be the most personal of all, in that he created us in his image. And so we can seek that connection when we're unsure of any of the rest. And that would be the one most to reach for, which we serve to strengthen every Sunday in our blessing service, to re-strengthen our connection with the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, and the endowment of life from our Heavenly Father, so that we can bring more life into our body, but not just into our body. That's not where all life is. Look around you. There's life all around you. And I don't mean just in nature. The fact that things work in your home means someone somewhere is supplying electricity, or somebody else made sure the refrigerator works, or somebody else made sure there was food in the refrigerator, or somebody else called a gathering for supper tonight so more than one of you can be together. In other words, we share a very connected life. And life is not seen in isolation. I'll save more of that discussion for later. But right now, I just really wanted to welcome everyone to this day when we are celebrating life. And we're assisting others in strengthening and attracting more life into their world. So by virtue of doing that, I'm going to open our community. Jerome, I see you're on, and I just opened your line.
Oh, yes, love and light and peace with Yeshua and yourself. And I have, my wife is going to have some surgery tomorrow, so her name is Jean. And so prayers for Jean, and then for our daughter, Joan. So two J's, Jean and Joan.
Jean and Joan. And Jerome.
And Jerome, right, three J's.
But you're just working the life out of that J. And we'll ask Yeshua to come in too. So we got lots of J's at work.
All right. And blessings with everything you do and you are and everything that you've ever done in your lifetime. So I'm just so glad that you're still with us.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Me too. For every new day I get, believe
okay.
me,
I
okay. walk to this thing called life.
Yeah.
All right. And we've got a caller from Erica 780.
Hi, Glenda. It's Desmond.
Hi, Desmond. How
Hi,
are
Glenda.
You?
I'm having mixed feelings with my days. I'm really lonely, and I know you're talking about aliveness, and it's beautiful when you talk about the aliveness of our Father and mothers and relationships and friends and everything. And you know, I think that being alive is really having social connection, but as well as like cognitive discussions, something that intrigues, that's intriguing. I had talked with Tony, and it was amazing. He really inspired me. I talked with Steve this one time, and it really inspired me talking about love without end in your courses, and I really love those discussions. So I would just like more alignment, maybe the enthusiasm to read Love Without End again. I just read it in the last few months, but maybe read it again so that I'm getting more.
Oh yeah,
more
maybe
and more
read
insight.
The new edition, because with the index, what's so great about it is that you go through the book and something
right.
really triggers a realization, just a word or a phrase, and you
right.
know there's got to be more on that somewhere in the book, so you
right.
go to the index under that word, and you look for where else you can find a treatment on that phrase or word. So
exactly. That's what
it's going to be a great study guide.
Our beingness creates space, beingness is our space is an extension of being, and I found
exactly.
that was really. I found that was really profound, and And just that the greatest thing that we create is a space in which to dwell. And mm-hmm. and being the love that we are is, and space is an extension of ourselves. So if we have a sacred space and high self-esteem, we're fulfilling our purpose. And that involves having people in our space and also having, you know, people that you admire or whatever, right?
Absolutely. So we will put in our blessing that for you, Desmond. Desmond, you inspired me to remember something I really meant to announce. I almost thought it was too late, but you made me feel it. Desmond, you need a post, write me. Okay? Like immediately. Write me and let me know if you could do the webinar. I have 3 scholarships to offer. And if anyone else really passionately wants this course, write me, GlendaGreen@gmail.com. That's the fastest one. Don't use that for your everyday communication to me because I get log jammed on that. I try to keep that email address as possible. But we do have 3 from the love, 3 people. There are 3 and just barely enough time to get you in the course. So, right, and you know, others of you are interested. We still do have room in the course. And I know that some of you were trying to enroll. And for those of you with that, just write me and say, I want in, and I'll pay for it next week because I don't want to keep you out of a valuable course just because you couldn't make the checkout work. I trust everything and generous to Spiritus Church and to make contributions, even if it's a love offering, you'll make contributions appropriately to what you gain from these seminars. So don't let some technicality stop you. If you want in, write me. And I'm long in, but either you could make it a, you know, I'll pay you next week, or I want the scholarship. You know, if you know you can't, if you know it's really above your head right now, but write me. I'm not going to check until we finish our blessing, but as soon as the blessing is over, I will check. So I just wanted to say that because this is not about how to raise money. This is just about a fair exchange for the work that's put into delivering this course and giving you the value of the course that you get from making a fair exchange to it. And there are lots of ways of doing that. So just don't be stopped because that's not what life is about. And I'm going to take another call from Susan. Hi, Susan, you're in.
Glenda, as long as you're talking about the course, did you change the time? Because it said 7 o'clock Eastern Standard. Is that a mistake? Because it's always been 6 o'clock Eastern Standard.
It was a mistake. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'll send out, thank you. I'll send out a revisal. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, you got to do that because on a few of them.
Oh, I will.
Okay, so that.
Oh, I will. Yeah.
I can't log on. And I tried, and I tried the Sedona, you know, I tried, you know, and whatever I'm doing, I'm not able to get onto the web page to, I don't know why. So I did write you.
I don't know. I can't give the password out in public.
No, I have it, and I've used it.
I know.
I know what it is.
Okay. Okay.
You know,
well, I'll tell you what, if you're still, well, there's nothing there yet. That's
okay.
One thing.
So
that after there's something there, sometimes there is a block when there's nothing there. So there won't be anything there until tomorrow.
Okay.
And if anyone's still having a problem tomorrow, I will have Tim get right on it, and he'll clear it up. Okay?
Okay. So
So yeah. Just let me know. Anyone who has a problem tomorrow, just let me know. And today, it's not relevant, not important.
Okay. So it's, and it will be at our normal.
But time. I will change that time. Yeah. I won't, I can't do it right now because I can't break away, but I will do it.
Yeah. Well, that's
okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Okay.
Tony, you're on. Unmute the phone, Tony.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Hi, Glenda. Sorry, I was muted. Hi.
Hi.
Wonderful to be here with you. Yeah, we still have friends who are kind of going through some great difficulties. I want to include them in the blessing today. Our friend Steve, he's been feeling better, but he's still having very serious problems with his leg. And right now he's scheduled to have a foot amputation in a few weeks. So we just want to send him lots of good energy and healing and the power of the blessing just to surround him and
yes.
support him.
Absolutely.
So that's our friend Steve. And then we have a really dear friend of family, whole family that lost a son. This is a couple of weeks ago, and we just want to keep sending the blessing to them because they're a beautiful family, and they're just having a real hard time. Son was 21 years old and just about to graduate from college. So it's just, and it was an accident. It was just an absolute tragedy. So just want to send a lot of love and support and the energy of blessing and communion around them, around the whole family, and, you know, and healing too. I think there's definitely one other that we had. Our friend Steve, he's got some real challenges with his daughter, and so we did a blessing for her last week too. So I want to remember Chrissy. Thank you very much. Today's a good day because we just had a new moon, and the moon is still in Taurus, and the moon is trining Pluto. So it's really a wonderful day for the connection between the inside and the outside and opportunities for transformation. Hi, everybody. This is Tony Begad again. I just dialed back in and jumped on the call because it sounds like we lost Glenda there temporarily, and I want to just keep us going. I think Glenda will be back with us in a minute. I see Sarah ready with a call, with a question.
Aloha, Glenda. This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Yes, Glenda's not back on the call yet, but wondering if you had a blessing request.
I do. Thank you so much. I ask for a blessing for peace and harmony in all of our homes, that our homes can just be safe and peaceful and a space for us to nourish and heal and take care of our bodies so that we can do our work in this world.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's great. Okay. Thank you.
I think Glenda's back.
I'm back. We're having some signal problems down here on the coast today, so I'm really sorry about that. I'm very grateful, Tony, that you went ahead and came on in. That helped a lot. So, Tony is really turning out to be our second in charge on Sunday, and I'm so appreciative of your sense of responsibility, Tony. And thank you very, very much. I see Jerome is back on the phone. Hi, Jerome.
Oh, yes. I forgot my son's name, Andrew. He's going to see a physician this week about different things for his life. And so it's Andrew. And he's doing as much as he can to keep himself prepared mentally and physically and spiritually, but he has to have surgery on his shoulder for a ruptured biceps in his arm. So all blessings with the medical system to help him and help each other, too. So of the spirit that we've always been. And thank you for your spirit, light, and love again.
Oh, you are welcome. You too, Jerome.
Okay, thanks again.
Yes, you're on, and I just opened your line.
Hi, Glenda. It's Nancy in Florida, and I have a request for a blessing for a friend of mine named Sandy. In the last 17 months, she has had a portion of her pelvis that was crushed repaired. She had to have a hip replacement, and then last Tuesday, she had to have her shoulder replaced. So I'm calling to request special blessings for her as she heals and to request that all these new parts of her body work harmoniously and in perfect alignment with the rest of her being and that she is restored to God's perfect plan for her.
God bless her, and she is certainly in my heart for that too.
Thank you.
Yes. And I can say personally that, the science, surrounding the, replacement and rebuilding of bone is actually one of our most successful medical sciences that really actually does the work. And does it well and gets good results, without requiring long-term chemical maintenance, which is unfortunately so common with other types of medical treatments. So, it's very possible that she can just get a brand new body and just get back to living as normal. And we pray for that.
Thank you, Glenda.
Yeah, you're welcome. Betty Jo is on the phone. Hi, Betty Jo. We'll take your call.
Hi, Glenda. It's BJ, and I just would like to ask a blessing for myself today. I'm having some anger issues come up. They just came up out of the blue. I'm sure it's time for them to come up, but I would just ask for the courage and the strength and the love to resolve these issues within myself.
Okay. That's an important thing, you know. It really is.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can see it and respond to it with a sense of responsibility and hope for good results means you're virtually there. You just have to go through the process. That's all. So we hold you in our prayers.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, my friends, we don't have anyone else in the queue right now. So I'll just say my summary, and then we'll get started with the blessing. And for once, we can be sort of on time. Oh, okay. Well, I spoke too soon. We have a caller from Area Code 512, and you're on.
Hi, it's Nancy. Can you hear me? I'm in the car.
I can hear you, Nancy.
Oh, good. Hey, I do have a blessing request of a dear friend and a coworker. We had a bad rain here in Dripping Springs on Friday night, and places got flooded with like 5 feet. And her husband got caught in one of those, low water crossing bridges, and he got swept away, and they didn't find him till the next day. And, you know, he was 55 and married 30 years, 3 kids, a daughter that's still a sophomore in high school, and they're pretty devastated. It's kind of a crazy, crazy thing. So Misty is her name, and she has 3 girls, Ashlyn, Michaela, and Abigail, and they're just all in a state of shock. So if we could just, you know, circle them with some extra special love and blessings, that would be really perfect today.
Oh, absolutely. That's so tragic. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you just should never play with those low water crossings. Think you can just go through like
that. Everybody learned from that. You know, if you come to a low water crossing when it's flooded, you pull off the side of the road. you don't risk it. It's more dangerous. We were really schooled on that when I lived in Arizona, because flash floods were common in Arizona. Water crossings and big flash floods. So many people lost their lives by just taking a chance on that.
Thank you.
I think that, you're welcome. I think that this brings us to the point of saying all aspects of life need to be respected. We are part of a giant flow of life. And things like what happened there with Nancy's friend were not intended to victimize that family, to victimize the person, to cause harm and sadness to that family. But it was a counterflow of life. It's where one flow of life didn't appropriately support another. And this can happen also when we just move to the wrong place, or we take the wrong job, or we just overextend ourselves in some ways that we think will come back to us, but it doesn't. We have to really be careful stewards of life in all ways, under all conditions, because there's no guarantee that every flow of life will flow in coordination. It's part of what we, it's a responsibility we were given as children of God in return for receiving this special connection with our Father to be a child, that we take on some responsibilities. And one of these responsibilities is to coordinate all of the flows of life. This means trying to get along as best we can, try to avoid conflict as much as we can, look for dangers where they might be innocently possible just because of lightning or floods or storms or something else that's just running in conflict to the current requirements of life that we humans are having, or our animals or nature is having. So we have to be mindful of being dutiful stewards of life and learn from whatever anyone else went through, whether successfully or not successfully. Then we take our best chance at engaging with life to make it more beneficial, more expansive, and more applicable to all the parts of our life. Now, I think that would be just a wonderful closing for our blessing service today. Let's get ready to receive a blessing. And blessing givers who want to join me, please stand. Sometimes even a blessing giver needs to sit and receive, and that's okay if this is your time to just sit and receive and conduct. But those who join me, I ask that you would stand now. We will together say our invocation of thanks to Yeshua. And be in a space of love and openness and surrender, that we may confess His love, the energy of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of God to all of those who have come to receive, and to receive and pass on. As Yeshua said to His apostles, love one another. He also said, when you love so much as the least of these, you have loved me. Whatsoever you've done to the least of these, you've done unto me. So, as we accept His blessing, realize that it's part of an enormous network of love that can extend down to the tiniest blade of grass, or it can extend outwardly to the entire community of the human race. our whole family. It can go inward, it can go outward. Just let us be receivers, and then let the energy of his love, the energy of the Holy Spirit, and the energy of God's grace flow from us outwardly into the world. So we begin now. I will say my invitation, and those who are receiving, just be seated comfortably. No arms or legs crossed. Let life flow through your body, and you can start it with just a deep breath that you hold, and then you exhale completely. And again, while I say my prayer to Yeshua, then you will start your prayer as we conduct the energy. Dear Yeshua, we come before you, humbled by your love, and seeking to be with you, because we love you, and we know you love us in return. We know that when we're with you, we feel the most alive. We feel the most potential for recovery, or acceleration, or growth, or opportunity. Whatever it is we need for life, we know that you will give it to us in the form of life. As you've told us, follow life and the living, for it's there in everything for you. We ask that you be with those who are bereaved for the loss of a loved one. We ask that you be with those who are suffering and needing better answers medically for their healing, for their reduction of pain and suffering, or for help. We ask that you be with those who are needing to open their life up to new opportunities, that they may be blessed and carried forward with the newness of a greater light and a greater life. We thank you for being with us today and for taking our prayers into your heart and passing them on to the heart of God. We surrender ourselves now into our love and your love and that for which we pray. Amen. Let us begin.
Amen. Your blessing is complete now. So go and rest for at least 7 minutes and absorb all the love, all the grace, all the caring and inspiration that was sent to you. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to being back with you again next week. Bye-bye.